K4NUE.
4NUE, K4, OIM. Trying to figure out a doggone iPad. My daughter bought me an iPad, and I gotta have a iPad address and password, and I'm trying to get that thing set up. Man, that's worse than programming a radio.
We got in the house is iPads. We love them. What you struggling with?
So where I can get on Google and check my Gmails and all of that, but they keep sending me a password to my smartphone, and when I type that password in, it tells me it's not the correct password, so I'll get it figured out here in a little bit. I was waiting on my daughter to come home. She can do it, but she went to the dollar store now, so what you up to today?
There, Cam, and I went by the Land of Wise today and met James. He's a real nice fella, and sat down and talked with him, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, I guess, and just a pleasurable conversation. Interesting fella, interesting conversation, and then we got in the truck and came on back up to deer camp, and sitting here watching the Love Boat on Cozy TV, figure out to give a shout out to you, see what you're up to.
You got that stuff off of him. I started to hit him up for the oscilloscope because when we moved, I had put my scope in the floor, and I had all my radio equipment in my truck, but the summon stuff, I didn't have room for it. Now, I figured taking it off the desk, putting it in the floor, it'd be safe. But a can of beans fell out of the cabinet and hit the vertical positioning pot on it and broke it off. And I've been looking for me another scope. I'm thinking about buying me one of the new digital ones, but I love the old analog scopes. Did you get it in the power supply?
Yeah, they're really good shape. The power supply is it's home built. Deal, but I mean it's all guns heavy, but I mean he plugged it up, put an ohm meter on it, and it's putting out voltage. I mean it's they did a good job, and I'm tickled to death to get them. I told him I'm got a little project I'm gonna try to work on with and see what I can do, but got a real nice station. I mean, it looks really nice. I loved his radio, man. I forget what he said he had, but it was all decked out. I mean, it was pretty. He's a real nice fella.
Bad books. Well, I'd call one bad ham. As long as I've been an operator, and rest of them are pretty honest. You can't beat that. Him wanting to just give it away to a new ham. And I told Gary the other day when I went over there to the ham yard sale for 8K, I told Gary, I said, I wish he had a scope. He said, well, I forget his name. He said, he's got one. Why didn't you get his contact information? I said, because he said for a new ham. And Gary, I'm not a new ham, but I'm glad you got it, Chad. Is it a dual trace or single trace?
Well, I put it in the truck and came up here to the deer camp. I hadn't plugged it in or anything. I might get it out and mess with it. tonight and see what I can do with it. But yeah, I heard you talking on radio a few minutes ago, and I said, well, let me get settled down a little bit, and I'll give him a shout out and see what's going on. So what made you get your iPad?
Surprised me with it. It came in the mail about 3 or 4 days ago, but it did not come with the charging cord. And man, them things, it takes forever for them to charge. I ordered a charging cord and all for it off of Amazon, and I've had that thing on there about plugged up, I'd say a good 4 or 5 hours, and it's still only charged up 30%. I'm going to go ahead and let it charge all night and then program it tomorrow. I've had enough of it today. I want to get on the radio. So I know there's a lot of parts on the air out there today. I worked, I believe, 15 different parts yesterday, all of them on 40 meters. I got out there and put my 80-meter antenna up. It's sort of in inverted V. I had one end of it. It wasn't up but about 8 foot. And I got it up about 30 foot out there yesterday. I had to tell my grandson, I said, that bottle hanging on that rope out there in the tree, I said, don't take it down. I got a pulley up there with a bottle of water as a counterweight, so when the wind blows, that jug will go up and down instead of breaking the antenna.
Small bricks online, and it works pretty good. But what else you been up to today?
Wash dishes in here for one thing, but the only thing I have to wash is coffee cups. And I always wait till I get down to my last coffee cup, and then I wash dishes. I got me some water heated up. I'm mopping and cleaning the shack up today. And getting ready to go for that. They called me from that clinic to verify my appointment about my cataract. I said, yes, ma'am, the 14th, next Thursday. She said, no, it's the 13th. On my paperwork, it said the 14th to be there at 8 o'clock. So they changed it to the 13th at 9:30. And then I called my well care and Medicare to change the appointment. They said you only get one per year, and you done got it set up for this. So, sorry. You can get it put off to January, we'll give you a ride. But I talked to my sister yesterday about it. She said, well, Mary, my niece just lives up here at Landrum. She said, if you give her put her in some gas money and maybe buy her breakfast, she'll come pick you up. So I won't be able to stay on the net long Tuesday night because I'd say 12 o'clock we can stick in there and have the round table. Now, I may have to cut it short on account of me having to get up. I don't know what's wrong with me, Chad. Let me let the repeater drop here. 2 nights out of a week, I can't sleep at all. And then when I do go to sleep, I don't wake up till 12 or 1 o'clock the next day. And then that night, I can't sleep. I ain't never been this messed up on my sleeping habits. I'm usually up at 7 o'clock every morning. And I don't know. When I go back to the doctor over at the VA, I'll tell them all about it. Other than that, I've been getting around pretty good. KO4NUE, K4OIM. Grandson up at school at 2:30. It's right over here at New Prospect. She asked me a while ago, said, Daddy, are you going to be able to drive to go up there and pick Josh up? Well, they do the surgery at 9:30, and the only reason they need a driver is because they have to put me... He said, you're not put all the way out. You'll know what's going on, and you can even watch them do the work on the monitor. But just to cover their hind end, they need somebody there to drive you home. And they recommend you don't drive for 24 hours, but Tom in 0TR, he said, well, there ain't nothing to it, said, the operation don't take but about 15 minutes, so he might have to wear a patch over my left eye. I can still see the drive to go get my grandson. I just put down, I had that upper GI done and the colonoscopy, they put me to sleep. And I walked out of there with my daughter. I was able to drive. Wasn't that bad. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
So, my dad's had cataract surgery done. And Tom's right. There's nothing to it. I mean, it don't take long. I think there might be that they said there's a little bit of irritation after the surgery. But after, the patch came off, and things started to clear up. It took him a good week or so, I guess. But man, I'm telling you, it opened his vision up like you wouldn't believe. And I mean, he went on and on for a couple of weeks about how good his eyesight was and how he could see. So there's nothing to it. I wouldn't worry too much about it, and I'm going to offer again, if you need me to take you up there, just let me know, Walt. I'll take you up there and bring you back. I mean, they nothing difficult about that. All you need to do, just let me know.
Right now, I've got everything worked out, Chad. I got to call my my sister back Tuesday to remind her to call my niece up here at Landrum and remind her to come and get me. So, my niece ain't working. She's laid off. And my sister said just put her in some gas money and said it'd be nice if you stopped and bought her breakfast or something. I said, well, I ain't going to do that because they told me I couldn't eat after 12 o'clock Tuesday night. And I ain't gonna go sit at a restaurant and watch somebody eat and me starving. I can't even have no coffee Wednesday morning. And I'm rough if I don't get my coffee, Chad.
Yeah, I know. I gotta have mine too. I get about 2 cups in the morning. And I'm still a little grumpy for a little while. But I know what you mean with the coffee. But if it don't work out, just let me know. And I'll be glad to, I'm 10 minutes up the road. I'll be glad to take you up there. But just let me know, Walt, if you need me. But anyway, listen, I'm gonna step on out of here. I'm gonna walk down here and see if I can see any bear sign up here. And turn my trash can over again, and I think he's just as normal, just messing with me. But anyway, I'm gonna get on out. And who's calling the net tonight?
The JB Mark, I think's got tonight. Him and Wendy, and then Robert, they switch around so much. I downloaded the calendar on my computer, but I tried to bring it up, and I don't know where I put the thing. But tonight really is Mark's turn to call. But like I said, the way they swap it out, you never know who's calling. So I'll say 7-3, Chad. You have a good evening, and watch for that bear, buddy. If something comes up, I'll know for certain sometime Tuesday, and I'll let you know. Get you off for Chad. Really do. I heard you talking the other day to Patrick about tools, and you having special tools that a neighbor gave you, and you put them up and took care of them. I got something here I'm going to give you. And I expect you to use it, not put it up. So I'll say 7-3, Chad, and I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final, Chad. Get ready for the sideband net here in just a little while.
Well, like I said, if you don't want to mess with your niece, just let me know. It's not a big deal at all. Trust me, I would be happy to do it. Just happy to do it. So you let me know, and we'll make it happen. But anyway, I'll let you go, Walt. Take care. And KO4NUE, I'm clear. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you on the net tonight, Walt.
7-3, K4OIM, I'm clear.
Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey, Bravo. KG4WBD, Philadelphia, Colin.